You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
Happy Monday, everybody. We are back at training camp tomorrow. First day of full pads and morning shift. Steakhouse, Andy and Randy will be there as well. And then we're doing the show from Hooters. Mall of Georgia, come through and join us. And Mike mentioned it. Leonard Floyd is going to join us tomorrow on the show. So make sure you get a chance to hear what he has to say. Mike, you cannot fake toughness. Toughness is created. And if you have tough guys and you've drafted tough guys, then all of a sudden the locker room and the culture of your team becomes tough. Now, I don't know if that's what's going to happen with this Falcons team, but, Mike, a bunch of skirmishes, some dust-ups yesterday and over the weekend, and if you made it out there to camp, big shout-out to all the fans out there. Look, it looked great. If you were watching, and I said this to Mike earlier, on NFL Network, and you're just going around these different teams, and they're like, let's go to Atlanta, and it's like, right. Whoa. Look at that.
It looked great on TV. I saw some of Steve Weiss's stuff on Saturday. Heard the broadcast. We played the interview with Chris Lindstrom with Dylon and Mike Johnson. And it's just great. I mean, this is what you want. And it was missing last year. I mean, the players feed off that energy. Crowds have been amazing. Falcon fans have been, you know, first they want to see Michael Penix Jr. They want to see the new look defense. It just feels like, I mean, the expectations are through the roof. Maybe not for the rest of the country. Certainly not Vegas with an over-under of 7.5 wins. But I think this town is jazzed for this team.
I agree. And when we talk about multiple scuffles, look, nobody got hurt. But James Pierce was in the middle of a couple of these incidents, Mike. Mm-hmm. And the intensity we heard from Jeff Ulbrich, our defensive coordinator, he said, look, things were intense, and that's what you want. You just don't want to cross the line.
It's like, knock it off. Keep it going. No, you better stop that. A little bit more. They want that energy and intensity. Just want to see you guys get hurt. But, yeah, man, we've seen other teams. This happens at every camp. It'll probably happen again next week until 2 weeks from now. The Titans will be here for a joint practice.
And it's probably going to happen then. But you don't want to take away from the work. And I mean this. Like, there is work to be done. You're still preparing. You need the reps. But here's what I get from this. We're not going to take any blank from anybody. Like, offensive linemen, they're not going to let Pierce push them around. Pierce is not going to let the O-line push them around. And then as you come together as a team, we're not going to let other teams push us around.
Right.
That is what this is about. And I love it. I think we got some tough guys on this team, Mike. We're going to talk to one tomorrow. Leonard Floyd's a tough dude. I think, we don't know yet, but I think, Mike, just the nature of how he is and James Pierce, he's a quiet guy. Be careful. I think he's a tough guy.
Still waters run deep. Yeah, and we already talked about Jalen Walker, but that's why, as we've touched on, you know, the perception of him now, getting to see him with our own eyes and talk to the dude. I mean, he's got, because if he plays to the potential of what Terry Fontenot and Raheem Morris, when they went through that extended interview process and they were vetting him, talking to the family, going through, you know, his history before Tennessee, this guy's got that edge and that attitude. This guy might be one of the, time will tell, but we're loving everything we're seeing about this guy.
Yeah, I love the trends and how he's playing. Meanwhile, Kirk Cousins spoke, Mike, and he was asked about Drake London because we're seeing a bunch of wide receivers get extensions around the league. Now, Drake has said, I'm not worried about that. I'm here to play. We'll let you hear what Terry Fontenot had to say, but Cousins was talking about Drake and his skill set.
You know, I remember watching his tape from 23 and just trying to see, you know, what he – what he did well, and then being able to see it on the practice field and then in the games. I think there's some things he does that are as good as anybody in the league. And so he's a lot of fun to play with, and I love the emotion and passion he brings to playing his position and doing his job. And, you know, he's a complete player in the sense that, you know, in the run game, we don't have to hide him. You know, we use him to block people, many times people who are bigger than him. And he throws his hat in there and doesn't back down. And that's the competitor he is. And, you know, I think he's going to continue to take steps forward again this year.
Let's hope so. That's Kirk Cousins, guys. Speaking of wide receivers, Cortland Sutton from the Broncos got a 4-year, $92 million extension. And we only bring that up simply to say we're seeing guys who, again, fourth year, going to fifth year, in many cases, getting deals.
And we may, for all we know, you know, in lines with what you saw what Wilson got up in New York, they might be working on this.
They might be, yes.
And we may be up at camp this week, and the news will break, because Drake hasn't said, there's not a peep from Drake, no distractions. We don't have those kind of guys on this wide receiver room.
We really don't. Meanwhile, Cousins also was asked about Jesse Bates. We spent a lot of time talking about Bates. We love him just from all aspects, guys. The person he is, but the player he is as well. And when he talked about Drake, he put him in elite company. What about Jesse Bates?
He's just a really good football player. I haven't seen anybody in my career on the defensive side of the ball in the secondary that's a better football player than him. Just incredibly bright, tremendous person, great movement skills, anticipates, sees things. You know, sometimes you'll talk to a defensive guy and he'll want to talk football and you feel like you're speaking separate languages because he doesn't really understand. He thinks he does, but he really doesn't. When I speak to Jesse, it's like, oh, like you really not only get it, but now I'm going to learn something from you. It's impressive. I haven't met many like him.
And that's fair. I think, you know, there's not a Falcon fan that has watched over the last few years that has said, boy, that's money well spent.
Right.
I mean, at the time, we made him the highest paid safety in the league, but that's the price of doing business. And I think it is one of the best moves we've seen in franchise history. While we're talking about Kirk Cousins, because I know what you're thinking, why are we talking about Kirk Cousins? Because, guys, there's been no uproar. There's been no drama, and there won't be. As a matter of fact, Terry Fontenot was asked about Cousins, and listen to what he said about how he's handled things, because everybody thought, oh, he's going to be disruptive. He's not.
Nope. It's Kirk's been the ultimate professional, and I know that's I think Raheem said this, outside, it's a lot more of a deal than it is in the building. He shows up. He does his job. Just like anybody else, our job is to do the best for this football team. Our job is to be experts on the other 31 teams and to be an expert on our team and make sure we can build the right 70-man roster, meaning 53 on the active, 16 on the practice squad, and your international player. We got to build the best 70-man roster so we can go win games. That's what we're focused on. And Kirk, just like all the other players, they're focused on coming here and doing their job. That's what he's been doing. So that's where we're focused. And in terms of making moves, whether it's trades or whether it's acquiring players, we're always looking at those factors. We're going to do whatever we can do to make this team as best as it can possibly be. But he's been a great professional. He's handled himself well.
Okay. And again, we said it. Okay, was this going to be an issue? We talked to lots of former players, some active players, and some guys said, yes, maybe somebody in the locker room, maybe not. But no, not a problem. And now the question is, where is Kirk Cousins going to play football this year? Matthew Stafford is going to take some more time off from Rams camp. Mm. We heard Sean McVay on record today saying they're very happy with Garoppolo. So that's a team that, I mean, Garoppolo did start a Super Bowl. So you take him at his word if Matthew Stafford continues to miss time. But that's the kind of situation you're looking for somewhere else in the NFL to move Kirk Cousins off the roster.
And a good team. That's the other part.
Because he can say no.
Yes, because if it's a team where he feels like, hey, they got a real shot, that's another situation. Right. But they expect Matthew Stafford to be ready for week one, but it's just something that we'll continue to watch. Because, again, a couple of years ago, this was an issue. Remember, he was injured last year, came back, and the Rams were really good and took off. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike, I do have an issue that I have to talk about that happened over the weekend with the Falcons. On the way, Grant McCauley. And what did the Braves do today to improve this team? It's on the way.
They added some people.
It's on the way. Stay right there. We're going to tell you about it. One last thing from Terry Fontenot. The Drake London contract talks. You said it. They might be working on it.
Could be working on it right now. We don't know.
Fontenot was asked, what's the deal with London? Are you guys working on this?
Yeah, Mark, we won't get into it. We won't talk specifically about the contract, but I understand the question why you ask it. and we do love Drake. and it's all positive with him. And we always talk about, it's not just about the production, but it's the mentality and the type of person Drake is and the way he carries himself, the way he works, everything that we preach that we want to be, he's about those things. No different than the way we talk about Chris Lindstrom as a guard. We know the skills he has as a guard, but the way he carries himself, the consistent worker, the mentality, he's one of those guys that that whenever, if we're not winning or he's not successful or we're not successful as a team, it bothers him.
You know, we were talking about this earlier in the show. We mentioned Garrett Wilson got his contract. Terry McLaurin right now with the Commanders, he wants a salary that's basically a dollar more than what DK Metcalf got. Remember, that was a signing deal with the Steelers, signing trade. But $33 million average. And this gets back to, you know, where is Drake London in that pecking order? We know there's Justin Jefferson. We've talked about, you know, where the elites are. He is, you know, top five. And so, to me, it's really not that complicated. It would be anywhere between $31 and $33 million.
Yeah. He isn't Jamar Chase or Justin Jefferson.
Those are the two gold standard dudes, right?
I don't even think he's CeeDee Lamb. But if you start talking about the other guys in this mix that you just mentioned, I'm with you 200%.
But, you know, the thing is, even though guys might not necessarily be, and we know what Drake is, and maybe this year with the vertical passing game and the average per, you know, throw that we see from Michael Penix Jr., that this year he takes it even further than last year. But I just think that's why Julio got in his bag years ago. Some guys that haven't been there all of a sudden reset the market.
They do.
But we know that Drake's worth that coin.
Yeah, I agree. Well, guys like A.J. Brown, right? If he jumps in front of A.J. Brown or Amara St. Brown with the Lions or these guys, Brandon Ayuk, who's making $30 million, all of a sudden now it's like, whoa, what happened? But you're absolutely right. That's how this shakes out. All right, I do have an issue coming up. As we mentioned, Grant's going to join us. We'll talk what's going on with the Braves. They're taking on the Royals. Mike, Sunday, Younghoe Koo went 4-for-5. He missed a field goal, a 47-yarder. Now, you're going to say, wait a minute, Dukes, because we talk about we talking about practice. Lenny Krieg went 5-for-5, Mike, and hit a 55-yarder in practice yesterday. Here's where I'm at. Koo, I'm watching you. Every single kick I'm paying attention to because you cost us games last year, okay? And I know we're talking about practice. But I'm watching you, Koo, because I need you to make every field goal to give me confidence. You miss a 47-yarder yesterday. You go 4-for-5. Oh, it was a good day. Until I saw what Lenny did, and he went 5-for-5 and hit a 55-yarder. It's not good enough. Koo, I'm watching you.
So basically, to take a page out of Sting's book, every kick you take, every field goal you don't make, Dukes is watching
I'm
you.
Watching him.
Hey, by the way, Lenny Krieg, we talked about him coming from Germany. Got a legitimate shot to make the money. And again, Koo, you'd save some money if you did move on. He is the fourth highest paid kicker in the league. It's a results-driven business. And last year, he cost you games. You heard the conversation that Younghoe Koo had with our own Abe.
I'm not an aficionado, but like for radio people, I'm an aficionado.
And the aficionado was asking him how he's dealing with the pressure this battle. I'm not an one more time. I still – Abe, by the way, real quick before him hits the button – Abe tried to explain this to us today before the show.
He did.
And it still makes no sense.
I'm not an aficionado, but like for radio people, I'm an aficionado.
Now, he claims he was having this conversation with Younghoe Koo before they started talking. And I said, hey, that's good. But let me tell you a secret. You have to tell us that.
Yes.
Hey, earlier, before we actually started this interview, I was talking to you about the kicking game. He didn't say that. He just came out of the blue. You know, I'm not an aficionado. Well, I'm sort of.
I'm not an aficionado, but like for radio people, I'm an aficionado.
It's the funniest thing. But Mike, no, he's got to make every kick. And I'm being serious.
No, I mean, look, you got all these pressure opportunities. We've seen it in how kickers have to deal with this. These are pressure. And when your job is on the line, you can't be missing kicks when a guy who's going to be cheaper than you, who's got a bigger leg than you, is here to try out.
He's got a big leg.
And Lenny Krieg, he can bomb it.
He's got a big leg. All right. Two moves made by the Braves today.
I'm just telling you, every kick you take, Dukes is watching you.
I'm watching you. Koo, I need you to make every kick, bro.
Dukes to Koo, I got my eye on you.
As soon as he walks out of the facility tomorrow. Koo, I'm watching. All right, we're coming back. Grant McCauley's going to join us. Braves, Royals, and you won't believe where this pitching staff is. Next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Well, we did an exercise today on the show where I said a name and the rest of the crew said hurt, like Grant Holmes.
Hurt.
Yes. Chris Sale.
Hurt.
Yes. Schwellenbach.
Hurt.
Ronaldo Lopez.
Hurt.
A.J. Smith-Sharver.
Hurt.
So, Grant McCauley, who are the pitchers that the Braves have brought in?
Yeah, that's kind of been the challenge, right, is finding somebody who's not hurt. And the Braves have had about as bad a run of this with the rotation as I can ever remember seeing on any team. I know the Dodgers have been through this year as well. They also brought 14 starters to spring training because that's kind of what the Dodgers do, but they're still having their own problems. But the Braves are just trying to, I think, get some guys that can cover some innings over the next couple of months. It's not a bunch of exciting names. We knew about Dane Dunning already, who was picked up right after the All-Star break. But the Braves have gone out and gotten Eric Fetty, who was with the St. Louis Cardinals. He had a decent year last year, actually a pretty solid year between the White Sox and the Cards, but the exact opposite this year. He'd been knocked around quite a bit, I believe, over the last 5 or 6 weeks. 32-year-old right-hander. Again, if you talk about a look-up innings eater in the dictionary, you might just see a picture of Eric Fetty. And then you've got Carlos Carrasco, who was a pretty good pitcher back in the day, but he's in his 16th season in the big leagues, 38 years old, has been pitching primarily at AAA for the Yankees after they pushed him off the big league roster. This is, by the dictionary definition, just trying to cover the innings that they need to and leaves the door open for, at some point over the next couple of months, if they want to see what a couple of prospects have to offer, they can do that. But it doesn't have to be plan A, all the pressure on a young arm as he comes to the big leagues to show up and perform or worry about what happens if you don't.
I know, Grant, as you know, velocity and workload from high school all the way through the minors continues. It just seems like the Braves are the poster child for, you mentioned the Dodgers, other teams. We're not the only one. It just seems to be the most acute problem, because Grant Holmes had never thrown that many innings at the show. We talked about Smith Shawver. So it was just, you know, and they had to go with Ronaldo Lopez because he was a project, because that's all we could afford, you know, and Sale. And that's just sort of inexplicable. So is this the offseason where they will spend on frontline pitching, or are we going to avoid that luxury tax threshold?
I mean, I don't think that they're just doing this to specifically dodge the luxury tax threshold for a second year. If you're going to say that that's why they did it this year, that makes a ton of sense. And right. I don't know that Ronaldo Lopez, I mean, yeah, in some ways it was a project, but it wasn't one because it was just all they could afford. They looked at it as an upside play, and sometimes those work, like when you have an all-star season, and sometimes they don't work, like when you hurt your shoulder in your first start of the year, and then you're out for the season, and then you're out all that money, no matter how much it is, and it just makes it that much more difficult to backfill that spot. But yeah, I going out and paying for pitching is one of the things that, you know, a lot of clubs would like to do, but it's also one of the things that clubs kind of like not having to do if they don't have to, because it is incredibly expensive to play. We saw what Max Fried got at 31 years old, $218 million. And this is a guy on the other side of 30 that, you know, should be a fix for the Yankees rotation, but will he make it through that entire 8-year pact? We don't know. We'll find out. So there's no guarantee in spending money. There's certainly nothing to be said for just not spending money to not spend money. That's not the case I'd like to make here. But I just don't feel like they're in a place where they've got the answers right now. They felt like, and they did have, a very strong rotation for 3 months out of the season, even without Ronaldo Lopez and without A.J. Smith-Shawver. But losing Chris Sale to the broken rib cage, and then the fractured elbow for Spencer Schwellenbach, I mean, that's a freak weird thing. You don't see that every day. Right. And then the couple of Tommy Johns on top of that. I mean, these are different kind of injuries, and ultimately, this is the sport. This is the state of the game of baseball. It's not just the Braves, not just the Dodgers, not just the Astros, not just pick probably half a dozen, if not 10 other teams that have significant pitching injuries right now that are really piling up. This is where the game is. It values velocity over everything else. The complete game is dead. You use six relievers a night, and you burn through those guys. It's just like cannon fodder. So it's a crazy place to be, and I just don't know that that there's an answer or a blueprint to undo all of that with where the game is telling you that it's gone in the evolution. Ultimately, you'd love to see less injuries. I think everybody would, but to make this long answer as short as I can at the end here, there's just no clear path to it to undo the evolution of what we've seen the game become in the last 20 to 25 years.
Money Harris is hitting now, or at least hitting more effectively. What's changed? Does anything change? What is he doing differently? Have you noticed anything?
Yeah, I mean, the batting stance changed right before the All-Star break. He's hit in 10 out of 11. He's batting .390 over that particular stretch of games. Then we saw what he did over the weekend against Texas, one of the best games of his career, on, I believe it was Saturday night, with four hits and the home run and coming just shy of the cycle. An extremely good game for him, and I think that kind of typified the fact that he is now more locked in. He is more selective at the plate. He is hitting the ball with power to the opposite field and specifically to the power alley, so that's a great thing to see, and it earned him National League Player of the Week honors. So if you were looking at the start of the month and taking a poll of how many Braves fans thought that Michael Harris was going to be a player of the week by the time July was over, I don't think he would have gotten a ton of votes, but he has put in the work. It has been a process. It has been a grind, but with the improved batting stance, I think the comfortability he's got at the plate and the improved swing decisions, we're all of a sudden seeing that, hey, this Michael Harris guy is still pretty good.
And again, the work that he did with the hitting instructor, Tim Hires. Do you have any idea, Grant, that it was reported, and I saw the video, where Spencer Strider the other night in Texas is yelling at the hitting instructor?
I have no idea what that was about. That was just one of those couple of frames in the background. I watched it several times to try to see what it was. I think it happened right after a run had been walked in. So I don't know if that had anything to do with it. I don't know if it just had, you know, nothing to do with anything, and there was just something going on in the dugout that made it just a little bit more animated for Spencer Strider, who is a guy that wears his heart on his sleeve. I think we've learned that over the course of the last few years and here lately as well. I mean, he'll tell it, and I think folks are listening to it right now. So I have not had a chance because I'm not with the team on the road. I don't know exactly what was said there, and I haven't heard much of a story about it yet either.
Royals, they're playing for something. I mean, look, the Tigers are running away with this thing, but there's, you know, they're in the wild card hunt. They're 8 out or 8.5 or so. So again, this is not, you know, your dad's Royals where we're going into Kansas City and we're going to beat them up for 3 games. It's a pretty good club. And I wouldn't think that anyway, with the way things have gone for us this year, but Royals are a really good club.
Yeah, I think the last point you made is probably the most salient of all of them. I mean, I was crunching some of these numbers, and it's just, you know, not the best for the Braves. I mean, with one more loss this month or within the series, and I guess, what is that, the first game to the Reds before the month is over? Thursday is a trade deadline, so take all that back. But one more loss before Thursday, and the Braves will have their worst month of July in terms of losses since 1990. Wow. I don't know if I need to give the history lesson of what's happened to the Braves since 1990, but it's been a while since they have played this poorly in the month of July. And the month of July was worse than I think we could have imagined after a lackluster April, May, and June. And it's sunk them to the lowest point that they've been as far as under 500 since the 2017 season overall. But they're now on pace for a record just as bad as the 2016 Braves, who lost 93 games. So none of that says anything about the Kansas City Royals, but it says everything about where the Braves are right now. And there is no give-me series. There is no lock right now. There is no roll-in, take two out of three, move on to the next one, which is very much what the Braves have been known for a very long time. They will send Eric Fetty to the mound on Tuesday. He'll get his first start for the Braves. Of course, Spencer Strider goes in the first game. Joey Wentz goes in the finale. That's a really unorthodox way of giving you the probables for this series.
Right.
But, yeah, they got to win what they can win where they can, because any momentum you can over the final couple of months to at least go into the winter with a better idea of what you have and what you need, which right now you pretty much feel like you need a little bit of everything, that's what the Braves are going to try to do here over this final couple of months. It's just playing out the string at this point. They have dug themselves a hole that they're not going to climb out of this year.
Right. So plenty of bobblehead nights to get some of the folks out to the ballpark, maybe,
you know,
on nights once kids are back in school. I mean, it just had such high hopes and excitement about this game at Bristol Motor Speedway, and now that kind of loses a little bit of luster. As you mentioned, with the trade deadline coming up Thursday, are you still hearing, or is the word still, if Ozuna's going to go anywhere at San Diego?
No, I think Ozuna would accept a trade to any club that can offer him a path to playing time for the remainder of the season, because it's very clear he's not going to get it in Atlanta at this point. It's going to be a couple of starts a week at most. The Braves have moved into the idea of, all right, we got Sean Murphy, we got Drake Baldwin, they can handle the catching duties. We need to give them a little bit of time here and there, but for the most part, they're going to handle DH as well. So I think any deal that makes sense to a contender for Ozuna, there's a very high likelihood that he's going to take that trade.
Okay. Grant, hurt. Oh, sorry. I thought we were doing the drill again. Hey, Grant McCauley,
no, I'm
great.
Still okay.
Yeah, I know you are. I'm just saying that word's in my head. Every time I see a name, I say hurt. That's what's next to it. Grant, great job, man. We'll talk tomorrow. We'll see what they do against these Royals.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, man.
You got it. So, as Grant said, at some point, you know, the younger arms, and look, there are Braves fans that will never say die, but now it's a chance, as Grant said, to pivot, get some of these new dudes.
Cookie,
you
know, Mike. Cookie.
Cookie Carrasco is here.
Yeah, I mean,
if you had this on your Braves like roster, oh yeah, who's going to pitch against the Reds at Bristol? Oh, Cookie Carrasco.
Cookie, hurt.
Yeah, and look, I said it earlier, and I'm resisting the temptation because it's a different audience at 5 o'clock. I freaking told you so. They never have enough pitching ever.
Yeah, this is unusual though. Everybody's hurt.
Everybody. And what did Gary Oldman say? Bring everybody.
Everybody. All right, man, coming up. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, we got to get back into a couple of things. We'll tell you about tomorrow at training camp, what's going down as well here on Dukes and Bell.
Big story's been the Falcons and a rowdy practice. And James Pierce Jr. in the center of two scraps, something Carl and I have been talking a lot about today. Also, I think the other story, Carl, with the Falcons is how much Falcon fans are just craving seeing the Falcons and how great it was to see the hillside. For those, I presume that a lot of our audience, not everybody's had a chance to get to Flowery Branch over the years, but to see it packed, I mean, no room for anything. Maybe one more folding chair on that hill. It was bananas.
It was, and I think it's a good look for us, and I'm talking about us as a fan base. Look, there are a lot of fan bases who think that, you know, we are down in the dumps simply because of the way things have gone. Some people still relate 28-3, and look, that's gone. That's so far in the past. And I think, Mike, you're trying to build the new look Falcons, and you're trying to figure out a way to get back to the playoffs. And I just feel like when you talk about young, exciting teams, there's not another team in the league right now that has this feel. There are a bunch of really interesting teams, but when you have a quarterback, and this is, I'll tell you guys this, this is what the Commanders thought they were having last year. They didn't know. And then Jaden Daniels took the field, and then they got it, right? And now, ask a Commander fan how they feel. /Redskins, whatever. Their fan base goes way back. They're excited about it because of their quarterback. And that is the reason why. The thing for us is everybody kind of feels that. And we now Michael's got to get on the field. But I got to tell you something. He set the bar high. And when he came out last week and was like, no reservation, Mike. I expect this to be the best offense in the league. He didn't pull any punches. That is putting pressure on himself and the guys he plays with. And that, to me, was a huge statement. He wasn't hemming and hawing up there and like, well, I hope to, you know, if I can get to 3,000 yards, I expect this to be the best offense in the league this year. That is big. And I loved it because it tells me the kind of confidence he has. And Mike and I said this, if you missed our interview last week with Michael Penix, our quarterback, there is a quiet confidence. He is not walking around pounding his chest. But when you talk to him, when you vibe with him a little bit, you get the sense like he belongs. This is not too big for him, and he knows that, and he showed that, Mike, in those three games, which is why I'm really high on him.
Right. The rest of the country, because, you know, we're here. We follow the Falcons. We give you Falcon stories every day. We know what this guy's about. Yeah, I mean, the offensive line. We spent a lot of time today. You heard the Chris Lindstrom interview with Dylan and Mike Johnson up at camp yesterday, and you hear how excited Lindstrom is, how good this, you know, offensive line is. For years, I always worried about could McGarry protect the blind side? They're not concerned about it, so I'm not going to be. And if you got to, you know, help and chip occasionally when there's an elite edge rusher, that could be anybody.
It could be anybody.
Right? That's not just picking on McGarry. That's how they'll address it. But one of the things that I want to see, and we talked about this earlier, the imagination in the playbook from Zach Robinson. Now, losing Darnell Mooney for the short term, that's not great, not
What's
ideal.
Up, Darnell?
Shark is a taller target. Now, do you believe them they were actually looking at DJ Shark before Mooney got hurt?
Look,
Mooney fell down right in front of us, and we knew something was up last week.
Yeah, Mike, I don't know. Like, I think there's always movement and phone calls being made in front offices that we are not aware of. But I do find it interesting that the injury happens and immediately, you know, they're ready to go with a guy that maybe they wanted to invite to camp. Maybe there wasn't a spot or space. Either way, if he adds depth and we do have other issues throughout the course of the season at that position.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You want to feel comfortable with the guys you have. So I'm not, you know, against it. I just found it interesting. Like, well, we were already looking at him. Well, if that was the case, why don't you invite him to camp? He should have been there, right?
Yeah, apparently his relationship with Easton Stick. You can thank you, Easton Stick, for him sticking around. Because the day Dave was just saying, the story was that Shark was contemplating retirement. Mm. He had a 1,000-yard season with Jacksonville. He since subsequently bounced around. Last year he had problems with his, as Carl would say, a groin. And then a hip injury with the Chargers. So that's why he was out there. So, yeah, it's not optimal. At one point he was a really fast, you know, tall target. But it's an extra body. I still think Mooney, he gives you more explosiveness. We saw what he's capable of last year. But it is interesting. One guy, a couple guys are asking us about, don't know what our cap situation would be and how that would even remotely work. Guys are asking us, because you and I have obsessed on the interior defensive line, is the Raiders, Christian Wilkins.
Beast.
Who is, I loved him in Miami. I wanted us to draft him a couple years back. He's got a situation now. Apparently, in addition to not doing the rehab like he was supposed to the, I guess, to the tune of what the Raiders were asking him to do, and they're trying to void his contract, a Raiders teammate files an HR complaint, apparently over him kissing a guy on the top of his head as apparently a joke that the player didn't think was funny at one of their minicamp moments.
Okay. Look, I wasn't there, but you can't just tell him that's not funny and keep it moving? Like, you got to file an HR report? Like, seriously? We're talking about full-grown men in the NFL locker room?
Right. Adam Schefter just put an article down there about it. Says the incident, I said minicamp. It was actually last week when they reported.
Got you.
In a team meeting room. One source said that the interaction was, quote, playful. Teammate, nevertheless, made an HR peep. Yeah. Grown man, and I mean,
that's what this is.
That's like a kid.
Yes.
It's silly. I mean, who knows? I don't think the guy goes, this guy got a bald head? I don't know. Does it matter? Like, you put lipstick on. I mean,
right.
Either way, it's kind of strange, but the Raiders voiding or trying to void his $35 million remaining on his contract. Players Association says otherwise.
Let me say this, and one reason why I do not think the Falcons would be interested is, one, again, I keep saying this, and I think it's not understated. We have a young group of defensive linemen. Think about it now. We've drafted and certainly over the last 3 years, Mike, invested. Now, we haven't seen the dividends from it, okay? But you go out and you went and got out a guy in Morgan Fox who wasn't super expensive, but Rook you drafted. David Onyemata, you brought in here and paid him pretty good money considering at the time, even though he's relatively expensive.
And Street and Graham have been here as backups.
Correct.
And we actually,
Zach Harrison.
We were impressed. I mean, I know it's tough because they'll be in pads tomorrow if you're going to Falcons camp, but you and I were talking with Day-Day, our producer, Damian. Zach Harrison looks really good. You know, it kind of fits that interior line role. Yeah. Maybe better suited than he ever was for edge rush.
And then you add Pierce and Jalen to that. All of a sudden now you're a lot younger and more athletic. I only say that to say I don't know if they'd be willing to spend the money on a guy like Wilkins.
And again,
Wilkins.
You know, half the audience, it's a name brand or a guy that people know from his time at Clemson.
And I don't know if he's healthy. But I don't know if he's healthy. If the Raiders did this and you were that frustrated with
him. They're looking to get rid of him.
His rehab, yes. Is he healthy enough? Like, was he going to be ready for the season? Or maybe they realized because he didn't do the rehab the way they wanted, he won't be, Mike, and they were just going to be cutting a check, and they're like, screw this, we're gonna avoid the deal because we can. Either way, he is he's an interesting piece. He's going to end up somewhere. Somebody's going to sign Christian Wilkins.
Hey, man, it's NFL to college. I was telling Carl during the commercial break, it's interesting because we were just at SEC Media Days at the College Football Hall of Fame, and you and I both commented, man, DJ Lagway is built like
a dude.
Blank house. You know, he's at 6'3", he's listed at 240. Reason I bring this up, reporting out of Gainesville, because we just talked about Georgia with Connor Riley. Camp for college is just about to start. DJ Lagway apparently has a lower leg injury, and he's walking around in a walking boot.
Oh, that's not good.
So that happened between when we saw him in the College Football Hall of Fame and whatever he's been doing to get ready for Gators camp. It was reported by On3's Zach Albaverde. The injury is undisclosed, could be minor, but I mean, my quarterback's walking around a boot. Camp's about to begin. Come on. I mean, we don't like the Gators. Orm, I don't think that's appropriate.
Yeah, all I know is I heard. I don't know if it's true, Mike. I don't know if it's true, but I heard that the head coach, Billy Napier, was on his knees and had candles lit, is what I've heard about this situation.
Yes, because he'd be gone.
He's gone.
And that reclamation project, that amazing turnaround from a brutal start last year, maybe. I mean, I don't know where he goes. A couple of Gator fans, it's funny because I love to watch Gator fans eat their own. And in this case, some folks, I noticed some of the comments on Twitter, well, he wimped out of the Georgia game. I had to get him a body bag for a hamstring. Okay. Love when Georgia, I love to see Bulldogs, Gator on Gator violence as a, you know, fans of Bulldogs take heat. Gator fans are just taking shots, man. They don't believe in Billy Napier.
Billy was down there in Louisiana for a couple of years, Carl, so he might be onto something.
No, I'm just telling you. I mean, he knows about them roots. I'm just saying, you know about the roots.
I'll rub a little something on DJ's leg.
He's trying to do a little something. He's trying to do a little something. Don't look at me like that. You know what I'm talking about.
Dear Lord, baby Jesus.
You know it.
Is he praying to Joe Boo right now?
Hey, man, while we're talking college, I got to say this because Deion can pretty much make any damn thing look good. Did you see Deion? He had the overalls on today.
Yeah, with the cowboy hat.
What the hat? Who can make overalls really look that good? Like, if overalls is your look, I get right. it. If you're from the country, Deion's like, I'm going to wear these overalls. And I'm like, okay, that actually doesn't look that bad. He's got the gold chain on. But we're saying this because Deion admitted today in a presser, guys, and talked about it with the media that he had been battling bladder cancer. Mike, they removed some of his bladder. Apparently, he's obviously in a much better place. He is going to coach this year. But this was like new news. And for those of you who are just tuning in and saying, whoa, what? Yeah, man, they held a presser today. The doctors were there. He wanted, you know, to put it all out there.
Right.
And I was just like, man, that's a lot.
Yeah, and a lot of folks are thinking he's going to step away. But as you said, he was just giving you full disclosure on everything. Doctors basically said to get your affairs in order. He was writing a will.
Mm.
There's a video of that from back in May. But, yeah, I mean, I think most guys out there, you just cringe because, as Deion joked, said, I got to depend on depends now. He said, but I'm not going to miss a game. He's going to be on the sideline.
He lost 25 pounds. In this process, and look, that's not a normal, not unusual, but yeah, I just 57 years old, guys. The good news is, obviously, you know, he's okay, feeling good and in a good place, and the fact that he's going to coach because Mike, he loves it, and we said this earlier in the show. Deion want to walk away from coaching, he could. I mean, like he's not doing this necessarily. Right. It's nice to be compensated for what you do, but that's not his deal. He went into this because he wanted to really do it, and then he got the opportunity to coach Shador and. Obviously, Shiloh and Travis Hunter and all these guys, as he said, he was bringing his Louis with him. Now we get a chance to see how he constructs a team without bringing those guys. And so I think Colorado, for as good and fun as they were, and again, you know, they probably should have been in the Big 12 championship last year, I still think they might take a step back before they take another step forward with Deion, because he did bring a lot of those guys that he felt like could play. Remember, he turned the roster over when he first got there.
Right. By the way, Caden Salter is the quarterback that would be ahead of Juju, Julian Lewis, local kid. But for what it's worth, Caden Salter, he's on like his third team.
Oh.
He was Liberty and Tennessee at one point.
Gotcha.
So maybe Juju's got a chance to win that job.
Yeah, maybe he does. I just really want to know, why was Karrueche Tran there?
What was who?
Yeah, Karrueche Tran.
Who?
Karrueche Tran.
Who's
Chris
that?
Chris Brown. She dated Chris Brown.
Victor Cruz.
Victor Cruz.
Really?
You guys didn't see that?
No,
she
I didn't see that.
She was also at the presser, very emotional.
No, she was at the presser. She was at the bedside in the hospital.
Yeah. Oh, are they dating?
No one knows, but now it's on. If you Google it.
She's a hell of a friend otherwise.
20 years younger than Deion.
Oh,
wow. And now if you
Google
it.
Nothing wrong with that.
Listen, if Bill can go 50.
Yeah.
Right.
I didn't know that. I didn't realize
Deion,
that.
I'm
going to hit him with some copyright infringement. He's taking a pay out of my playbook right there. Younger women.
Reminder, we are at Falcons training camp tomorrow, guys. Come through at Hooters. That's where we'll be broadcasting from, Hooters Mall of Georgia. And again, morning shift, Steakhouse, Andy and Randy will be there Tuesday and Thursday this week, two open practices, and then Friday, Dukes and Bell, us. We are at Margaritaville Lanier Islands Resort. So big week, and we're going to have a lot of fun, but we invite you guys to come out. Obviously, our camp coverage, guys, is brought to you by Rolex Real Mowers for the best grass in your neighborhood. Peachtree Pest Control, your hometown pest pro since 1976, and Window Nation. WindowNation.com, call 866-90-NATION. Live coverage of Falcons training camp continues on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, Turtle's got the night show. He's out there getting ready. I just saw him. He was telling me about Fantastic Four. You guys, anybody seen it? I have not seen it yet, but he knows I'm a big Marvel guy. And he's like, you're going to love it. They
Everyone's
did a really good job.
They're saying if you take the two latest superhero movies, that's much better than Superman.
Okay.
From what I've read. I haven't seen either one yet.
I saw both last week.
Okay. What's your take?
Fantastic Four definitely, in my opinion, was better than Superman.
Gotcha.
That's one. And then, yes, I think they did a fantastic job with Fantastic Four. As you know, you're a big Marvel fan, and they're kind of trying to relaunch as they go into this next phase. So great way to bring in Fantastic Four, because remember, they were a Fox property. This is the first time Marvel's been able to use them.
To do something. Good stuff, Danny. All right, let's get out of here, Big O, and clear our throat! Great job, fellas. Braves Royals tonight. We'll see what happens there. More about training camp tomorrow. Cannot wait to see what happens as guys get the full pads on. First day of pads, man, is always fun.
Pads going to be popping.
You get a little bit more action, man. So that
and
should be a lot of fun.
I don't know. I think you and I, at some point, Carl will move off the sideline, and he will be with binoculars watching, judging, looking at Young Wei Koo. He'll be watching Koo.
I'm watching you, Koo. I'm watching you. You better make all these kicks. I don't care if we're talking about practice. Hey, man, we're up there at Hooters tomorrow. Come see us. All right, man. Big O, great job. Day-Day executive producing. Stay tuned. Turtles got the night show. Mike Bell, clear your throat.
Hey, man, we got about 3 weeks of material after that CEO is caught with another woman, his HR director, at the Coldplay concert up in Foxborough. Well, just the other night, Sunday night, matter of fact, at the Hard Rock in Miami, Lionel Messi caught on camera with a very sexy young brunette.
His wife,
Antonella. Yeah, it's all good. And they crowd went bananas, obviously, because the Hard Rock, of course.
You had me on that. I was like, whoa.
I pulled you in.
Yeah.
But in high spirits, Messi 38 enjoying Coldplay. By the way, that company, they hired Gwyneth Paltrow to be their PR person as a joke on an advertising campaign. They're trying to save some face.
That's really funny.
With that deal.
Yeah. That's really funny.
Chris Martin's ex.
Yeah, they were married, have a kid. Hey, MLB hit king, Pete Rose. Yes. But did you guys know that in his first seven seasons, Ichiro had more hits in his first seven seasons than Pete Rose did? Ichiro didn't come to the major leagues until 27. Pete Rose started at 22. In his first seven seasons, Pete Rose had 1,109 hits. Ichiro had over 1,300. If you didn't know this, though, this is the kicker, Mike, as these guys went into the Hall of Fame this weekend. If you combine Ichiro's Japanese league totals and his MLB totals, he came to the league at 27 and still had 3,000 hits. He would have more hits than Pete Rose.
Right.
4,367 to 4,556.
Who's the guy who didn't vote for him?
I have no idea. But what I'm telling you is Ichiro is Rose's only peer as a collector of hits. That's how good he was. Hey, man, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
you can't handle the new Luca low-carb diet. What? I'm trying to help people, Auden.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.